AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky told NATO leaders he needs help from the West to fight Russia. Zelensky says you have at least 20,000 tanks. Ukraine asked for 1% of all your tanks. Give to us or sell to us. But we do not have a clear answer yet. The worst thing during the war is not having clear answers to requests for help. NATO leaders are meeting in Brussels. President Biden is there.
Putin was banking on NATO being split. My early conversation with him in December and early January, it was clear to me he didn't think we could sustain this cohesion.
The president says there will be more sanctions against Russia and more humanitarian aid for Ukraine. Will Putin use chemical weapons?
I'm not going to give you intelligence data, number one. Number two, we would respond. We would respond if he uses it. The nature of the response would depend on the nature of the use.
The UN General Assembly overwhelmingly approved a resolution blaming Russia for the humanitarian crisis in Ukraine and urging an immediate ceasefire. Ruslana Bakstava lives in Odessa in Ukraine.
What makes Russia, it's terrorism and it's genocide and it's the most terrible what could happen in our world. And this is very dangerous not only for our Ukrainian people, it's really dangerous for all people in the world.
Legal experts praised Judge Ketanji Brown Jackson in the final day of Senate hearings on her nomination for the Supreme Court. Jean Vita with the American Bar Association was asked if Jackson showed bias toward criminal defendants.
Notably, no judge, defense counsel, or prosecutor expressed any concern in this regard, and they uniformly rejected any accusations of bias.
New York Mayor Eric Adams exempted athletes and performers from the city's vaccine mandate while keeping in place the rule for countless other workers. This is AP News. Searchers in southern China found the wing and engine parts of a China Eastern jet that crashed.
Hundreds of people in rain gear and rubber boots are searching muddy forested hills for the second flight recorder from a jetliner that crashed with 132 people aboard. No survivors have been found since the Boeing 737-800 dived into a mountainous area, but authorities say they're still looking. Officials report, though, that some human remains and engine parts have been located, as well as items from the cockpit and some belonging to passengers. One of the two black box recorders, believed to be the cockpit voice recorder, was found on Wednesday. I'm Charles Duledesma.
Police near Richmond, Virginia, say a house full of unsupervised children were given sleeping pills by another child, causing them to be hospitalized. Four children, ages 1 to 4, were found unresponsive. Two are in serious condition. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.